Books censorship is on the rise in America. A growing number of conservative groups and individuals are pushing for the removal of books they object to from school and public libraries. Most of these books deal with race, gender identity, or sex education. Some of them are literary classics, such as Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. According to the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom, which tracks book banning attempts, more than 2,500 books were challenged last year. That's up almost 40% over the previous year, and it shows no signs of abating in 2023. This week is Banned Books Week, and we asked Deborah Caldwell-Stone, director of the ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom, to bring us up to date on the topic. I asked her about the parent groups, such as Mums for Liberty, that claim to be fighting so-called woke indoctrination in schools.
They claim to have great numbers behind them, and they claim to have a great deal of power. But we believe that really they're a very loud, vocal minority that is well-funded and well-organized, that's been driving the conversation around what books are available to young people, particularly in schools, but now we're seeing a pivot to public libraries as well.
And I want to get you to talk about this move to shutting down and censoring in public libraries, not just school libraries. I think such attempts have occurred in Michigan and Washington State. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. When these groups first went to school boards to demand the censorship of books, they said, well, after all, the reader who wants to read them can just go down the street to the public library. But what we're seeing in our data now is an enormous increase in the attempt to challenge the very same books in public libraries. It used to be that public libraries were 19% of the challenges reported to our office. They're now 49% of the challenges, an enormous increase in the numbers. And we're seeing the rhetoric around removing books from public libraries take on a really dark cast that if the books are not being removed, it's better to shut down the library altogether rather than tolerate books that deal with gender identity or sex ed or race and racism on the shelf of the library.
And has that happened, as far as you know? Has a public library been shut down?
A public library has not yet been shut down. However, there has been two levy votes in Jamestown, Michigan, where the community has voted to remove the funding for the library. Now, there was a response to provide funds to the library through fundraising initiatives, but that cash is running out. And when it runs out, the library is looking forward to closing down. I believe that they are going to make an attempt at a third levy and see if they can change the minds of the voters in that community. But already twice they've said they'd rather close the library than tolerate books they don't agree with on the shelf.
Let's talk about some of the states where censorship is happening. Texas has seen most of the country's book bannings. In fact, a new law, HB 900, was introduced recently with the aim of regulating the kind of books that can be sold to public libraries. Tell us more about this bill and where it stands.
HB 900, or the Reader Act, is a bill that intended to censor books available to K through 12 students by using private means. It would require publishers, booksellers, bookstores to rate books based on a rubric around whether it's sexually explicit. Once the book is rated, if it's rated sexually explicit, you could not sell it to a K through 12 school. And because the government is not the body rating the book, they claim that it's legal, that it is not unconstitutional censorship. Fortunately, the district court in Texas has reviewed the law and seen through that argument and has temporarily enjoined it. And we'll see what the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeal does with that decision.
You know, Deborah, earlier this year, I met a school librarian from Louisiana, Amanda Jones, who has been targeted by a handful of hateful individuals, really, who spread lies about her because she stood up at a meeting to speak out against book censorship. Her life has been shattered because of it. And it seems like there is a serious issue here where many school librarians and teachers personally are under attack from these groups. Some receive death threats, were doxxed, some end up quitting their jobs. Is this trend something you're aware of?
We're absolutely aware of these horrific attacks, these really acts of terrorism directed at librarians and educators. And we provide support. We call it out. And we ask everyone to condemn such actions. We really should not tolerate that kind of behavior directed toward individuals who serve our students, who serve our public.
You have a page on your website, Deborah, for how to deal with book censorship in one's own community. Can you tell us some examples of how people are fighting back?
Absolutely. The first and best thing anyone can do is to support your local library and librarian, whether it's a school library or a public library, and let them know that you support them. But the second thing is to get involved locally. Go to local school board meetings. Go to public library board meetings. Speak out, because many of these groups gain power because they're the only voice in the room, as well as the loudest voice in the room. And when we show up and speak out against censorship, we can defeat it.
Deborah Caldwell-Stone, Director of the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you very much for having me.